97.1 FM Talk on demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Must be a good story.
Well, it's sort of good, I guess. Sammy Hagar and Guy Fieri's Santos Spirits tequila brand suffered a major theft when two trucks carrying 4,440 cases, which is about 25,000 bottles of tequila worth over $1 million, were diverted and stolen en route from Laredo, Texas to Pennsylvania. The theft, accounting for 12% of the company's annual sales, involves sophisticated tactics such as fake GPS updates and to mislead the importer and the trucking company. Now, one truck was tracked to California, but the tequila remains missing.
Well, that's scary. They were able to, hack into the GPS system and reroute them?
Yeah, I think they were just giving, false updates to the GPS
system. Isn't that something? Wow.
To who was monitoring, so your logistics people,
Somebody really wanted some tequila.
Seriously.
Is it that good?
I know.
I haven't had the fact that it's worth how much money.
This
you said?
It's pretty high end tequila.
This is not the Cabo Wabo. He sold that
and then made $80 million.
Beach Bum Rum, and now he's doing tequila again.
I know.
Is this an exclusive thing though, where they only make a certain amount of bottles?
I think
you know
so.
How the whiskey
it's
guys do
limited.
That.
Yeah, that's
why it was $1 million just one truck.
Woo, baby. Makes your clothes fall off. I hear you got to watch that tequila stuff. Go ahead.
The release of the.
I even get that reference now, Mark. Are you proud?
One tequila,
thank you.
Two tequila, three tequila floor.
The release of the highly anticipated Wicked movie on November 22nd has sparked some debate over movie theater etiquette, with AMC Theaters emphasizing its long-standing non-singing policy. Hmm. A pre-show advisory video humorously reminds audiences not to sing along with the beloved songs to avoid disrupting other viewers' experiences. The rule has divided fans online, with some supporting the restriction while others suggest maybe offering sing-along screenings as a compromise.
They should. They make more money.
Do they not
That's true.
Air the Rocky Horror Picture Show? I mean, people have been singing along the movies for years.
Those are different.
Yeah. Remember when I know this is a little bit different. When the Taylor Swift thing came out, weren't people standing up, dancing and singing? I guess you just go into it knowing that is what you should expect.
I mean, Sue Thomas was doing that, weren't you, Sue?
Oh, my.
They
take they do that with Sound of Music. Sometimes when they show it at big theaters, they'll actually call it sing-along Sound of Music so you can get it out of your system. Or just go to one and have it not be sing-along, which, of course, is what I prefer.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well,
me too.
Because there will be a lot of people next weekend that have never seen Wicked and don't know the songs and don't want to hear.
Exactly.
Ginger Cox singing
when
along.
When I was in Hamilton, everybody around me was singing along with them.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
So I saw it, and today's the first day I can talk about it. It's 2 hours and 40 minutes.
No.
The first half.
First half of the movie.
Woo!
Which, that second part doesn't come out till a year from now.
To quote Sweet Brown, ain't nobody got time for that.
Were you hoarse at the end of it?
It was good. I'm sorry?
Mm-hmm. Were you hoarse at the end of it from singing?
I wasn't singing, but some of the sound problems, there's a line where Elphaba sings, if you want to find me, look to the west. The music's too loud, which is one of the best lines of defying gravity. They buried her in the
not
mix.
Well.
I didn't like that. But it is really well done. The play improves on the book, and this improves on the play.
Yeah, my daughter just texted me and said that was rude, Carl, for you to call her out by name for singing in the musical.
You're the one that
I
called her out at first. I'm just perpetuating the lie. But it was really good. If you're a fan already, you are going to love it. But I can see how newbies will be
irritated.
Shut up.
Yep. That'd be me.
I'm with
me.
You, Sue.
Yep. Stuff a sock in it till I watch this thing.
Thank
will
you,
ya?
Please. A Pew Research Center report found that 21% of Americans, including 37% of adults under 30, get their news from social media influencers. Surprise, surprise. Defined as individuals with over 100,000 followers who post about current events, influencers are credited by 65% of followers with improving understanding of news, and 71% say their content differs from traditional sources.
What was the overall percentage?
There's 37% of adults under 30 get their news from them. They're credited by 65% of followers with improving understanding. So 65% of people who follow them say, I understand the news better because Kim Saint Ange tells me about it.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, I guess we have to get you a TikTok account then, Mark. That's where a lot of these people are going, especially the ones under 30. I think it's the TikTokers.
Oh, that's frightening.
And that one.
Au contraire.
Oh.
X formerly Twitter, is most popular platform of 85%, followed by Instagram, which is 50%, and YouTube, 44%, with male influencers dominating it by 63%. TikTok stands out for its higher percentage of female, which is 45%, and left-leaning 28% of influencers.
Good news for MAGA.
I wish I could see the names of these supposed influencers who people are following. Like Lids Charlie Kirk or...
What's that Harry kid? Harry Sessions? Hessen?
Stop. What?
Was that the...
Harry Styles?
No. He's a
Wake
he's
up
a
with politics.
No, I don't... Is that what it is?
He's Anyone like a 20-year-old. An influencer these
I'll
days.
Show you off air.
Get more at 971talk.com.